Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one. Hurricane Melissa makes landfall. You heard it here first at noon. The Category 5 storm made landfall near New Hope, Jamaica, with winds of 185 miles per hour. It is just the second Atlantic storm to ever make landfall with winds that fast. Forecasters say Melissa is bringing catastrophic conditions to the island. ABC's Ike Ajachi is in Kingston.
Life-threatening conditions are expected to drag on for hours, long after the eve passes overhead. Now, if you're in that western or southern parts of Jamaica, like Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, or Manchester, the message at this hour right now is to shelter in your home. Shelter in the most secure interior room in your home.
Officials in Jamaica say many people refuse to leave, so that's why that warning is out there, because there are so many people who just didn't leave. They were warning that, hey, this is not a time to be brave, but some people still said, hey, we're staying. Hurricane Melissa was already deadly before making landfall, so I worry right now for those people who did not evacuate. They're saying this could be total structural failure. There were already power outages. You know we're going to see more. We're talking about just wicked winds, the flooding as well. This is nasty.
There's a number of eyewitnesses accounts on social media right now, if you're paying attention on Instagram or maybe X, and you know, the consistent theme here is just blinding winds and rain. I mean, you can't see 5 feet in front of your face here. It's incredible. And then you've got some of these aerial photos that show how the storm has come together and how it's just sitting and circling. I mentioned it was moving at about 7 miles an hour, which is, you know, painstakingly slow. It actually dropped to 3 miles an hour a while back, so it is in that sub-10-mile-an-hour range. Just spinning with winds at 185 to 220 miles an hour. There are business owners being quoted as saying their entire coastline is gone. Really, the entire island is in jeopardy here. It's not a very big nation. Jamaica is a relatively small island, just a fraction of the size of Cuba, its neighbor to the north, and it is and will be engulfed by the storm.
I was looking at some of the most recent updates from the National Hurricane Center, and in caps, the first sentence of this one says, "This is an extremely dangerous and life-threatening situation, exclamation point. Do not leave your shelter as the eye passes over, as is happening right now, as winds will quickly and rapidly increase on the other side of the eye." And Greg, this was the other part that really got to me. It says, "To protect yourself from wind, the best thing you can do is put as many walls as possible between you and the outside. An interior room without windows, we hear that, but also..." It says you can cover yourself with a mattress and wear a helmet for added protection.
Yeah, that's where you're at right now. You can't exactly drive off the island here. It doesn't work like that in Jamaica. Number two, Amazon cutting 14,000 jobs, primarily ones in its corporate offices. The company's CEO says the company is healthy. They're doing well. They're growing. But the cuts are due to advancements in artificial intelligence, which lessens the need for certain positions. Amazon execs say the workers who are affected will have an opportunity to look for open roles in other areas of the company, and it is a massive company. More from ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
Amazon isn't alone here making these changes in the midst of a major AI transformation. Target announced last week that it will be eliminating about 1,800 roles. Other tech giants like Microsoft, Meta, Google, and Intel have also made cuts this year.
Internal documents suggest Amazon plans to replace hundreds of thousands of jobs with robots and automated systems by 2033. The report also indicates the company intends to avoid hiring over 600,000 workers in fulfillment operations over the next decade. They're going to seek to increase automation by 75% for those tasks.
That's a lot. Number three, weight loss drugs are helping Americans shed pounds quickly. It's having a big impact on the nation's obesity rate. ABC's Sherry Preston has the new numbers just in today.
According to a self-reported Gallup poll, obesity rates in the United States have dropped for the first time in 15 years, driven by the surge in GLP-1 medications. Numbers show 15% of women and just under 10% of men are on drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro, more than double the number who said they used them just last year. Researchers say the use of those drugs has helped lower the nation's obesity rate from nearly 40% in 2022 to 37% today.
13 states, including Wisconsin, cover GLP-1s for obesity treatment under Medicaid. There are efforts right now to expand that coverage. So, you know, once more states jump on board, more people will be using them.